good afternoon, everybody, or good morning, wherever you're watching this. We're here at the Full Gospel Businessmen Fellowship International Oslo Chapter. My name is Pat Hussein, and I'm the host of what we're going to be doing, the short video we're going to be doing. It's our pleasure to have today with us some brothers from the chapter in Toronto, the Chinese chapter. And so if you guys want to just introduce yourself really quickly, and then we'll move on. Just your names.
Hi, good morning. My name is Samuel Chan. My Chinese name is Chen Lichun. I'm the Full Gospel Businessman Chapter President.
Go ahead, brother. Hi, good morning. My name is Patrick. I'm from Scarborough.
Okay. So, I woke up this morning, and I should have known this. I'm a big, of course, with Missionary Enterprise, I'm a big fan of missionary movements and stuff like that. And it was 6:30 this morning, and boom, Hudson Taylor. So I wrote a few things, which I do with a lot of my my videos. I do a little introduction to the history of the missionary movements in the church. And, of course, this fits perfectly with having you guys over here today. And you're going to share a little bit about Hudson Taylor's great-grandson who lived with you for a while, right? In your house, right? So, anyhow, Hudson Taylor was actually the founder of the China Inland Mission. He was born in England, out of all places where we have our great missionary movements. William Booth, George Mueller, a lot of great men and women of God that came out of there. He was born in 1832, died in 1905. He was also referred to as the father of modern missions. Great numbers of other faith missions were spawned out of his mission. He's also called the founder of a new era in missions. And the one thing that I found very interesting about Mr. Taylor was that he took his ideas from George Mueller, and he stressed only prayer and faith when it came to raising money. He lived depending on God alone for supplies. And we need to bring that back into the church, you know? And also, he was credited with being the founder of what is often called the Faith Missions Movement. Something else I found very interesting about this gentleman, Hudson Taylor, he had some very, very interesting friends. And that's something that we need to bring back in the church. We need to choose our friends very closely. And he was very close friends with D.L. Moody, who was a great American preacher, and who started the Bible school, and very, very zealous about missionary movements. Of course, George Mueller. George Mueller was known for his orphanages, but also he was known for his Bible school that he founded throughout the world and encouraging people to get involved in missionary work. So Mr. Taylor, he actually spent 5 years translating the Ningpo dialect. Am I pronouncing it right? Yeah. Ningpo?
Yes.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. The Ningpo dialect. He translated the New Testament. It took him 5 years. So I found that very interesting. Traveled a lot in Europe. So today, what we're going to do here is I want to spend a few minutes here to promote the Toronto Chinese Chapter, the Full Gospel Businessmen Fellowship International Chinese Chapter. You said a lot of great things there. I wish I would have taped it all. Now, we did a bit of recording before this morning, and we're going to put that in the YouTube video too. But so I want to feel free to share even maybe a little bit how you got born again, how you got involved with the Full Gospel, and you can do the same thing too. And then we'll move on from there, okay? So it's all your floor. Go ahead, brother.
Yeah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Just the brother that mentioned Hudson Taylor. We have the one of the story about many years ago, Hudson Taylor to send one of the leaders to Canada. He just shared a vision about the old map. And then when he went back to England to meet Hudson Taylor, and Hudson Taylor asked him, we have the money, donate the money. But Hudson Taylor asked one question, how about the people? Mm. He said, only the money. So Hudson Taylor said, we need not only the money, not only the finance, we also the people. We send the people. So praise God. And God to send the people to China. And thanks God, many people died in China, including Hudson Taylor. Mm-hmm. I thanks God and his great grandson, James Taylor, Reverend James Taylor, and stay in my home in Hong Kong until he go to heaven.
Wow.
He also, James Taylor is a humble man. He's shared with me and said, Samuel, you know God chosen us, not we chosen God. Mm-hmm. So we need to humble ourselves. God chosen different people, including the marketplace people. So he encouraged me, Sam, you also be a kingdom man, kingdom businessman, and praise God. And thank you, Lord. And we also about the full gospel businessman fellowship. Full gospel businessman fellowship in China, also in Hong Kong, now in Toronto. So we have the Toronto China chapter. So praise God and raise up the trust people in Canada, in Toronto, and to be a kingdom businessman. So welcome you be one of us. 我们感谢主，特别我们的听众呢，我们从中国来的，或者是从香港来的，是讲一个是中文的。我们特别呢，我们欢迎你参加我们一个国际传福音商会。我们感谢主，特别我们从中国大陆来是讲普通话的，特别就是我们传福会来欢迎大家来参加我们的传福会，欢迎大家。
这时间我交给我们的弟兄，Patrick，we just to brother Patrick, you can share about your testimony.
Oh, praise the Lord! For such a times like this, I came to know Full Gospel Businessman about 10 years ago, and to the encouragement of brothers, particularly from our leader here, Sam, who leads the Chinese chapter, that I have grown and I have learned a lot of things, and God has given us this. A platform. Mm-hmm. It's not to glorify the platform, mm-hmm. but it's through the platform to glorify the love of Christ mm-hmm. in our midst. And throughout these years of service together, we learn to come to encourage one another. In prayers, in our up times or in our down times, we always come together. And particularly today, I'm so delighted today as I shared earlier. For this country, Canada, I came from a Muslim country, Malaysia, where there's a lot of limitations as to things that we can do, mm-hmm. and there are many freedoms in this land in Canada that we are able to worship Lord, to share the word of God, mm-hmm. share the love of God with other people. But yet I'm seeing slowly, this freedom mm-hmm. is becoming a hindrance mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. To a lot of work that God has called this country to be. Mm-hmm. And especially I remember last year when Brother Hugo from our Hong Kong Full Gospel Businessman came to share in our national conventions about the seven gates. Mm-hmm. So I will just make it simple. Seven gates means A, B, C, D, E, F. A being arts and entertainment. And B being business and commerce, C being church and religion, D being distributions and media, mm-hmm. And E education, F being family, G government. As you can see, in any community and in any society or even as a country, these seven areas, we call it seven gates, are very important. We see that. For a country to advance, for a country or for even for a family to be successful, these seven areas are strong. No strong countries have weak links. If any of these gates are collapsed, it affects
society.
So as a result, through business, for the Full Gospel businessman, God has called us to be a marketplace minister, where there are areas where it would not be so easily for pastors mm-hmm. or ministers mm-hmm. to reach out to.
That's right.
So, for example, in my workplace, we, through the Full Gospel Businessman, we can invite people to come mm-hmm. and have a nice meal together.
That's right.
Where we share our testimony, where we share how God has been so kind, so gracious, how God has turned our life around. Mm-hmm. And I remember before I was a Christian. It's like I was living in a life that I didn't even want to get near today. When I look back,
look back,
so I thank God for His grace, mm-hmm. where He has saw me and pulled me and redeemed me from that pit.
That's pit. Yeah.
So I'm especially encouraged. Whether today, whoever is listening to this video, whether you have been saved or you are not yet saved, and I strongly encourage you to get connected with the full gospel business.
Amen.
And that we can share one another. We can share with you how God has turned our life around and how we have received this grace of God, mm-hmm. and that we so willingly receive and we will so willingly
really
want to give it up.
That's right.
So I praise the Lord for the full gospel businessman.
You want to say something in Chinese before we close up?
感谢主，今天早上能够借着平台，富国传媒，双人传记来跟大家分享一个生命的见证。所以我是来自马来西亚，很多年前认识了这个双人传记之后呢，生命的改变。 我看到在这么多年来，记着弟兄跑在一起，我们常知道鼓励，特别来到这加拿大这个国家，很多时候我们都很需要弟兄们、朋友们一起的鼓励和一起的建立，我们在加拿大里面的生活。我们看到在加拿大这个国家，真的神很祝福这个国家，我们能够来到这里，乃是神的恩典。今天我能够在这里跟大家分享。
我很希望同样的，我从神里面所领受的，神赐给我很多平安、喜乐和医治。同样的，我也希望透过这个平台，能够把这个好的佳音、好的信息能够跟大家分享。谢谢大家。在最后的时间里面呢，我们欢迎大家同我联络，我的电话是 4161-7-1-1339 或者是 4160-8999。 在这个时间里面来讲呢，我们欢迎大家，如果你来联络我们的时候呢，你可以打我们的电话，是 416-271-1339 还有是 416-301-8999。 谢谢大家，祝大家。
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, brothers. I really appreciate this. I'm all stirred up. Thank you very much for listening.